Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Normally, genealogies in the Bible can be boring, unless we look more deeply. For example, the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew's Gospel speaks volumes regarding God's provision for salvation. Listen carefully to what Matthew wrote.
The historical record of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Judah fathered Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Salmon fathered Boaz by Rahab. Boaz fathered Obed by Ruth. Then David fathered Solomon by Uriah's wife, that is, Bathsheba.
In this genealogy, we encounter at least four women. Matthew certainly honored these women by including them in this list, but has also demonstrated that God's grace extends to all people, regardless of our human failures and circumstances. For example, Rahab was a Canaanite prostitute and Ruth was a Moabite whose genealogy began with an incestuous relationship. Here they are in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. But notice also that some of the most notorious and evil kings of Judah are listed in this genealogy. For example, Manasseh shed so much innocent blood that he filled Jerusalem with it from one end to another. You see, this genealogy demonstrates that through the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, God became a man who empathized with all sinful humanity. Though sinless himself, he died for the sins of the whole world. And that includes your sins and my sins. Thank God.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.